Good morning. My guests this morning are Argo Thompson, Mike Schaefer, and Nick Schally, all from the Left Edge Theater Company. Good morning, you three.
Thank you for That's having us here. Good Always
morning.
A pleasure.
Good morning.
This show is opening on
Friday.
Friday, right. A Steady Rain. So tell me about it.
You know, I've produced over 100 shows in Sonoma County, and I think I have not been this excited about a play in a really long time.
Uh-huh.
It's this perfect convergence of this incredible writer at the top of his game, Keith Huff. He's written for Mad Men, House of Cards, this great story, two amazing actors, and in a genre that you don't get to see very often on stage, this psychological crime thriller. So we've got a scene from it if you want to hear one.
Okay, let's
be great.
Do it.
And then we can talk about it.
Excellent.
We just signed on as a Nielsen family. You know, the ratings guys, they come into your home and they attach this box to your TV. And when you watch, all you do, you pass around this remote and whoever's watching what, they punch in what they're watching, right? So the first night we got it, Connie and the kids and me, we're just lounging around the boudoir, trying to figure out how we can push all the buttons at once and really screw up the Nielsen guys. And my partner Joey, he's over. I explain to him what is the deal, and he tells me,
"You go pushing more than one button at a time, Den. You're not screwing anybody. You're just canceling yourself out."
"What the hell do you know, you Mick? Are you presently screwing anybody?"
"The same thing. You vote Democrat and Republican the same election. And besides..."
Einstein continues.
"Them Nielsen guys pay more attention to toilets flushing during commercials than any friggin' box."
And I tell Joey he is full of crap, which he is, usually, because, I mean, is he a Nielsen family? The elbow bender still lives in this one-room chinch pad looking over an alley. Never married, not even dating. So the chances of even him having a family, let alone being lucky enough to get the call from Mr. Nielsen and getting elected into the privileged ranks, are pretty slim, you know what I mean? So, of course, he puts down the value of being a Nielsen family, because people, friend or foe, they do this all the time, consistently. They put down what you got because they don't have it, but they wish they did, but they don't. Oh, even guys like Joey. I know the guy since kindergarten. He puts down marriage, family, kids, big screen TVs, anything that has value, because if it has value, that makes him a very poor person by comparison.
So then he's on his way to the fridge for a Bud Light, laying into me for dumping on his conspicuously acquisitive lifestyle again, when all of a sudden, the front pane window explodes in like this spider web of splinters.
Hole big as a nut at the center.
And across the family room, the screen on the big set,
the 52-incher, the one we just nodded on Hawk from Best Buy to impress the Nielsen people,
it explodes too.
Now nobody knows what the hell is going on. There's glass falling over my wife and kids. Joey diving over them to cover them the best he can.
Hines is barking at the TV set because it's still, you know, sputtering fireworks and smoke.
I had to yank out the plug and call a Hinesy. And by this time, Connie is screaming because there's all this blood.
Whoa.
Good beginning, huh?
Sounds fantastic. How did this come to you, Argo?
Oh, yeah. So we read tons of plays, but my partner at the theater had a list of plays that he has wanted to help produce that's like 100 plays long, and we read them all, and this then resonated with me right away because, like I said, you don't get a lot of crime drama, psychological thrillers on a stage. And it's just these two guys, two chairs and a table, and they set the whole thing.
Wow.
So it's very theatrical.
So how did you introduce this this variant on the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts?
How do we do it? Yeah, so we're at the Carson Cabaret. It's a beautiful setting for this, very intimate. And these guys are amazing, top-notch actors.
I believe it.
So they portray these two roles so vividly, and then everything that happens to them, it goes backwards and forward in time, and their relationship is really strained because they're in way over their heads at a certain point. He has to protect his family. He doesn't have a family. He kind of adopts into this family. I don't want to give away too much. Do you guys have anything to add to the weight of this?
It's got a wonderful setting. I love being in a play that really relies on the language and relies on us, and there's nothing else really. There's no trappings other than
there it is. It's Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, opening on Friday the 22nd. A Steady Rain. For ticket information, 546-3600, Wells Fargo Center for the Arts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.